Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Start was before. Well, we've got a good idea for starting the programme with. See if it works.
Have we?
Well, I mean...
A good idea?
Vague idea.
Right.
Recording. Vague idea. We're live. I've just clicked on Twitter. Workington Town. You can become a director for a day. Director experience for a day. £5 to enter this competition. You get two seats on the team coach, because if you're a director, you need to, proper man spreading or woman spreading. Full away director hospitality, so pick a game where it's going to be good. Welcome to listen to Chris Thorman's team talk pre kickoff. That'll be good. Did you see the Great Britain ice hockey pre match on Monday? Jonathan Phillips.
No.
On the telly, F's and C's, brilliant it was. I mean, they still lost. Right. Be guests of the serving directors of the club. £5.
I'd go to York.
Yeah.
If there's the opportunity, their hospitality is great.
Can you sack the coach if they lose? No disrespect to Chris Thorne. I don't know if he still listens to the programme. He used to do, didn't he? But welcome. It's the Challenge Cup final week special programme live from Leeds, where journalism's John Davidson has joined us.
Scoop.
We tried to get an injunction to get him off the programme, but we promised him, so he's still here. If you've read the Chicken Wing this week, you'll understand that. That's as good as it gets. John's here. Phil, what's he know about rugby league? He runs a bookshop. He's here. I don't know anything. So this is going to be an in-depth preview of the extravaganza that is coming up at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Why didn't they just call it White Hart Lane? I don't know. Could be the first and last ever rugby league game there, apparently someone said this week. I wasn't there. Were you there on Monday, John?
I wasn't, no.
So we haven't spoken to anyone. Well, you have, but...
yeah, more previously, yeah. But yeah.
So we've not
spoken to someone tonight, if that helps.
Well, it doesn't help us here.
If you read the Eye on Saturday, it will help you. So I'm predicting the future.
Because there's no other news to talk about, is there, other than the cup final? There's nothing else happening since we recorded on Monday.
Matty Lees has extended his contract.
London have sacked a coach.
But an interesting fact about Matty Lees. Well, an interesting tidbit. Mm. It could be wrong, but I'll just put it out there anyway.
Yeah, we've never worried about that in the past.
Bit of gossip.
It could be wrong.
The note was that he's on more than Alex Walmsley.
Wow.
He's younger.
He is much younger, yes.
And there would have been a current interest from the NRL, I would have thought.
Mm. But you would wager Alex Walmsley is a more talented, impactful player.
Interesting.
It could be wrong.
And of course, the ability to pay more, facilitated by Kyle Amore moving to Warrington.
Going off to Warrington, yeah.
So his St Helens career is over.
Interesting with Warrington. I think the general charge at them all season from their fans, from other people, pack's too small, pack's too small.
Yeah.
They've signed...
McAuley.
McAuley?
Is he good?
To be honest, I've not seen him play. I mean, the West Tigers... kind of like the NRL's Wakefield, no offence, Rich. Yeah, but I mean, he's played a lot of games. He's a young front rower. But yeah, the fact that they're signing these players now.
Yeah.
Designates
two props from Catalan for next year. I can see Cassiano fitting into the Darryl Powell style of play. Likes a forward that can offload the
ball.
He's
getting on a bit, though. Sam, he's been around for a long time. But he's been good form for Catalans, not so much at the...
Wade Graham to Catalan to replace.
And another, you know, very talented player, but on the downward spiral, you would say, of his career. But could be a very handy addition for the Dragons, yeah.
Carson's watching.
Good young French player.
Wade, Graham.
Carson's watching. Good evening, Carson. What's Jérôme Guisset's accent? What's that all about?
You can tell he hasn't been back to France for a while, I don't think.
French. Because obviously I've got a very cultured Wakefield accent, having grown up in Selby for a bit, so there's a bit of North Yorkshire in there, but people from like proper bits of North Yorkshire would say Selby's not. No. So yeah, Carson says, good evening, gentlemen, and John. Good evening. Alfie says, any Hull KR news? Tony Smith going to leave yet?
Jimmy Kainhorst re-signed.
Germany's... There you go, Carsten. You didn't ask for it, but there's some German news for you.
They lost again.
Yeah. Hull KR in crisis. Get your T-shirts. They could have been at Spurs.
I thought they actually played. They played...
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't see the game live. They started really well.
There's a lot of energy about them.
Yeah, they look like...
But they didn't have the ability to keep that going off the bench. It sort of... And they were unlucky with a couple of injuries. They went down to 15 points.
And that,
so
that, yeah, there was quite a few injuries. Their bench was ravaged. But also that try from Davies, like Major Davies, was... That was unbelievable. That's one of the best tries
and
I've seen.
And Yaha landing on his head to score a try.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Don't do that at home.
He's in great form, isn't he? Fluid.
Gary says, great show, lads. We've only been on 2 minutes, so low expectations from Gary. And he's asking the big question that everyone in rugby league is asking.
Yes.
Especially everyone at wherever the RFL live these days. What do you think the attendance will be? It will be what it will be.
Well,
I can't affect it.
I asked the RFL today and they would not tell me.
Now.
Because I think partly that is because of the mention that 20,000 tickets have been sold for the semi-final and people went into a bit of a meltdown on social media. I would hazard a guess. We're going to get something between 30,000 to 40,000, but that's merely a guess.
I think on a good day with a lot of, I think there is.
Also, will we get an accurate figure or will we?
No, I think there. Well, it'll be.
Is someone in the? I'm not doing anything during the game apart from editing videos, so I'll just count.
Yeah, just go up and down.
I think they're hoping that there might be a little bit of pull on the Huddersfield sporting public to make a weekend of it.
Which
there isn't
I
really
think that's like,
sporting public.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, the interesting thing about Huddersfield, and you know this much better than me, Phil, because you were a student of history, and I'm a
and even I'm old.
I'm a foreign savage.
Yeah,
but
I'm old.
You weren't.
It's the birth
George Hotel.
It's the birth.
Yeah, I was.
The birthplace of rugby league, but it's not a rugby league town. It was only born there because it was a convenient place for other clubs to.
It's midway between.
Michael Portillo
not,
over here.
But they no, I mean to be fair, in their history,
it's not like a Wigan or a St Helens.
Well,
or
they did
a
have a team of all the talents that was around at the time of the First
ago.
World War.
Yeah,
and that was when the game was absolutely at its peak in Huddersfield. And although
not recently,
no. Although Fartown has had some incredible attendances, 30,000 odd. So there has been a period where, rugby league was prominent in the town. Mm. But no, I think the hope from the RFL was with both Huddersfields getting there. It's a unique weekend, so that some might say, "Oh well, we'll take in both."
Because it does seem to be from what I've heard and been told, there is some level of animosity between some Huddersfield Town fans and Giants fans. Something to do with Ken Davey perhaps owning the football club at some point, and
there was something to do with
and he had some conflict with the guy
who would have the primary rights over use of the stadium.
I'm sure there's probably a few thousand who were crossed over, but I don't think we're going to get 30,000 crossover.
It would be nice to think we could get up to 50,000 in a 65,000 capacity stadium. It's supposed to be good weather. I think we can make a case tonight for any of the four teams could win the games that we're going to see.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's not an obvious favourite and an obvious underdog. So if you are looking for a great sporting event over 5 or 6 hours in the state-of-the-art facility.
Well,
why wouldn't you?
I think there's a few parts to it, and I don't want to make excuses for the RFL, but in terms of the living crisis,
absolutely,
living cost crisis, that is a real thing. I mean,
especially in the north of England.
Yeah.
Let me offer you then a free ticket. Do you want a free ticket?
Well,
I'd prefer free accommodation and free travel.
Well, and free diesel to get down there.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
No, you have to go on a coach from Batley because Norm de Plume sent this to me earlier. They're running a coach from Batley.
Not this about free tickets.
No, they're running a coach from Batley, £60 for coach travel. But if they haven't got a ticket, they'll give you a ticket.
Wow!
At no cost, a £30 ticket. So.
What's on
the Batley Bulldogs website.
What did we make of the gaff, the ticketing gaff on the? Was it Monday? I think it was Monday, wasn't it, Phil?
We already talked about it. So it must have been Monday that it happened.
Yeah.
Just it happened. What were we supposed to do?
I can't say, so, to be perfectly honest. Stewards turning up going, show me your nursing badge or you can't come in.
What's that famous football steward where he does the pat down?
It was a story to fill an hour on Sunday lunchtime, and then everyone moved on to
some great outrage on social media.
No, I think all of the people that will be asking or commenting on the attendance will most likely be people that aren't there.
Well, yeah. Liam's not going to be there because he's in Amsterdam. Why are you in Amsterdam? He's a Feb fan. Wish I could be there. Carsten, he would, but there's a channel in the way, and his missus and his boss. In other news, Gary's asked, has John, because me and Phil don't know anything. I mean, I certainly don't. I'm not.
Well, he's the news.
Yeah, exactly. News hound, scout, whatever. What do we call it? Mr. Scoop. John Scoop Davidson.
Please.
Have you heard anything? Who is going to be the next witness coach? It's better than John Clickbait, David.
I did. Well, yeah, that's one of my titles. I did write something on that a week or two ago about a shortlist, and certain people have been interviewed. My understanding that it was John Duffy, Mickey Hyam, and a name who escapes me right now, who used to coach the Crusaders, North Wales Crusaders, a few years back, Andrew...
Not Anthony Murray, who's currently doing it.
No, I think it was someone else, but that was as much as I'd heard. Obviously, there's a lot of speculation about Andrew Henderson.
Interestingly, John Duffy was with the Lee party at Batley the other day.
Yeah. So I'll turn that down. But that
might be somebody to be the witness.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, someone should ask now who's going to be the London coach. It's the same list of names, but slightly.
Do you think London would dare go back to Danny Ward?
I think that's unlikely. I mean, I think the sad thing with London, and obviously the way, you know, funding's going and TV deals are going, can we afford to? Semi-professional, because essentially,
well, that's
the Broncos are headed to
IMG, isn't it?
They're headed towards League One, and I'm a big supporter of London and the South, and we need to have a presence there. But if we're not actually going to manage it from central office and support it,
well,
what's the point of having two
what they've effectively
clubs
done
in the same division?
Is recruited the Scholars team,
yeah,
bought in the Scholars
coach.
No
offence, wasn't very good.
The Scholars coach is now gone, so whoever comes in has got to coach the Scholars team.
I don't,
and this fella from Italy,
and considering you know that still a lot of players. Well, the bulk of the playing base is in the north. You've got to pay probably overs to get them to live in London, and then there's all the additional costs. Unless you're full time in London or close to it, you can't compete, can you?
No.
So I just
But that is one of like agenda points for IMG. Number one, what's happening
with London? Yeah. So there's a lot of agenda points that gonna write a story about IMG and. Agenda points, and that, you know, France, Cumbria, London, internationals.
Well, again,
marketing.
We spoke about, you know, what do they? You know, they've got their sheet of paper.
Mm.
Their priority, I think, is the international game, the women's game, and the wheelchair game, because that's the low hanging fruit. You know, reinstituting the World Club Challenge, you can do.
It's
the
not
going to
drive
game.
The revenue that they need. Super League and the TV deal
it is,
will.
But I think at the moment they're giving away a lot of stuff that they can amortise, and the international game is certainly part of that. But I just think that the problem that they will have with the men's game and changing it is, have they changed sufficient of the governance to get through whatever changes?
Well, that's a big... I mean, the indications I heard from people is that there won't be those roadblocks, but
who,
that remains to be seen.
Who are they taking advice from? So it's all very well saying we're going to do a root and branch survey of where we are, but who are you getting the advice from?
As I did read a very good piece by somebody in 4020, not this month, last month, but these things seem to happen in the 70s and the 90s, and the reviews then suggested several things that weren't.
Well, I think the thing is, so we know the questions, we know the answers.
I know some of the answers,
We're just not prepared to institute some of the answers.
Yes.
So that's been the stumbling block in the past. Will it be again?
Hmm.
Do we need IMG?
It'd be nice to be interviewed at the Challenge Cup final. Has that been arranged?
Interview them, or them interview you?
No, we could interview them and ask them these questions.
Yeah, I've...
As, you know...
I've not been offered... I generally don't get offered interviews by anyone, Phil. I have to go and do my own work, unfortunately. It'd be nice, though, just to...
It would be nice to introduce...
I mean, when you... You know, regularly contribute to a national newspaper, it would be nice, but hey.
How long into the IMG regime are they going to come up with a recommendation that immediately someone low down the pecking order in rugby league says, no, we can't do that? Because it's going to happen.
Absolutely.
It happens every time.
Mergers.
Or whatever.
Well, not even that. Just someone in the community game says, no, we can't do that because of this. You know when, and it's brilliant that the sportsmen are doing the women's rugby and they put it on at 12 o'clock on a Sunday, which is brilliant because 4 years ago when we had the idea, I would say we, you know, it's old Mark, I was just kind of his moral support on this. But the idea was 12 o'clock on a Sunday was going to be Women's Super League on whatever platform we were going to use, because, you know, God knows how we got away with it. And we didn't. But we couldn't do 12 o'clock on a Sunday because there wouldn't be availability of referees or things or this and that and the other.
Medical people.
So, but now they're doing it, which is good. But they need to do it in that slot every week.
Mr. Hicks couldn't get to another game. But it's 58,000th game.
I'll do the line. Yeah. I'll run the line.
It's going to be something like that, where someone comes up with an idea to grow rugby league as a whole, and someone, because it inconveniences them at a very tiny level.
It's got, well, that's
what
we've got
to get away
with. Yes. So I haven't even talked about the finals yet.
No. Southie's been back on. Do you think Hull KR will free up some quarter spots with Sims, Vette, Takarangi, etc.
I've not heard anything specifically, so this is just speculation. But
Takarangi's gone, we know that.
I doubt they'll be offering a new deal to Corbin Sims. I'd be surprised.
He's not been first choice, has he?
He's not been first choice. He's had a lot of concussions and injuries, and he's probably not had the impact that they or himself would have wanted. I mean, I think it'd probably be a smart business decision not to offer him. Or if you were going to offer him a new deal, a reduced
Leicester,
one.
Yeah.
But, and Takarangi, I mean, I still don't get the whole Takarangi thing since the drink driving thing has been bizarre.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know this for a fact, but maybe that's been a point of conflict, or was a point of conflict with Tony Smith with the management, because he did play him while that Cate course was going on before he was convicted, and then he was pulled.
Yeah.
Again, what I saw him at Parramatta and at the Titans in the past, he was great. He's not really...
he didn't really nail down a position, though, with Hulk.
No.
I'm not sure he was a centre. He wasn't the second rower.
Yeah, he's... Yeah, I don't know. He didn't probably... You know, I mean, I know Phil Clark nominated him for Man of Steel, so that didn't turn out too well, but he's not sort of... Being in the top, top 30, top 35 players in the competition this year. Yeah,
I don't think he'll be there, which will free up some salary caps.
That's two quota spots.
But is David Fifita on quota? Can I have him?
David Fifita, as I understand it, Wakefield are in negotiations. They're offering him a deal. But again, and this is only my personal opinion.
It's called Kedisol,
isn't it? If I was Wakefield, I wouldn't be offering him a new deal. Yeah, I don't think he plays regularly.
Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you.
Yeah, and I think the Andrew Fifita to Wakefield thing is not going to happen.
Agent talk.
Didn't that happen 2 years ago and they got rid of sent the fella?
I think 2 years ago there was a good chance of that happening and they were in talks with him. But I don't think, from what I understand anyway, I don't think that's
wanting off too soon.
When was the last time he had a game that determined the outcome of the match?
Andrew Fifita, the 2017 World Cup. No, I mean, he obviously had that. He almost died with that.
Yeah,
I think it was a neck. Was it a neck break?
Yeah.
And he's had a great career. I mean, he's won a World Cup, part of the Tongan resurgence, won a Grand Final, played Origin.
Fantastic.
But again, he must be 32, 33, 34. A lot of yeah, it's not kind of the. And we you mentioned the West Tigers prop that Boynton. I mean, he's 24.
Mm.
He's got he's in the coming into the prime of his career, not coming to the end. And I think recruitment wise in the UK, if you're Super League and you're looking at the NRL, that's got to be a key. Unless you're signing, you know, Cooper Cronk or Jonathan Thurston, but that seems unlikely. Considering they're both retired.
Yes.
But well, yes, Greg Inglis, you can sign retired players and bring them back.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Bring them back. That worked out well.
Wembley is coming. Oh, hang on.
There should have been a fine for everyone that says
I want to see. I want to see Rich. He'll be able to Wembley. Like, yeah. Where is everyone?
Like, the crowd's really low. Versus
Manchester. Like, oh, wait a minute. Yeah.
Drop me off here. I'm off to Wembley.
I have actually, and this it's embarrassing, but I'll admit it. Many years ago, I did actually do that once when I was supposed to be going to Hull KR, and I turned up LFC, and I was like, oh, right.
Well, at least one
stadium. Nobody's here.
I didn't miss the kickoff.
So no, one side of Hull to the other is not as bad as one side of London.
Yes, it only takes you about 5 hours.
Yeah. But mind you, they've got a new rail line in London. So, you know.
Do you think she'll turn up unexpectedly on an hour?
Well, she only turns up for what she wants to, doesn't she?
Meghan Markle.
Kate Middleton. We should refer to them by their maiden names.
Well, but you see, when you're talking about links, the last time Huddersfield won the Challenge Cup,
1953.
Oh, 53,
sorry.
She's just been acceded
to the throne. Well, I mean, that. I don't want to go any further now because that takes us down a very dark road. You still play rugby, though? You don't touch rugby or something?
Well, occasionally, yeah. I'm very old.
Not the call from Castleford, you had to go play for the reserves.
I haven't, no. I probably would have lost by 200 if I was playing. I don't know who was playing. I did see the Wigan reserves team. It was a very, very strong team. I didn't see the Cast team, but again, that just...
It's not a great help for either team, really.
No, and it also just shows that the quality of depth is not there.
Well, it's a PR disaster for Cass.
It is,
even a temporary one. You know, you don't want to be mitigating against the 100-0 defeat when you bring out a new kit for Magic Weekend.
Which looks good. Looks great. M&D kit, yeah.
But what you know, what do Wigan learn from... You know, you bring Sam Halsall in and go, well, you got 5 tries, but no opposition. You're not in the squad for top.
Is Regan Gray staying or going to Union? Asked Tim.
Again, I don't have any inside information, but if I was a betting man, I'd say he'll be going to Rugby Union.
I mean, they must have loads of money in Wales because they're going to cut down all their teams, aren't they? Because no one watches them. And
you just make more money in Rugby Union than you do in Rugby League, Rich. That's a fact.
Of course. It's interesting they didn't sell out the tickets for the France game because they were charging £100 a time.
Mm.
So we're cheap, which is good. So we're off to Spurs on Saturday.
We're
going to get down the M1, come off somewhere, get a train on the wonderful Transport for London.
You're stopping at Watford?
An overground train.
Good place to park.
Watford is a good place when you're going to Wembley. That was when in the first year of Radio Yorkshire, that's where we stayed. Stayed in Watford for the weekend. That was an experience.
But was there a chicken shack in Watford?
No, we went to a very nice Italian restaurant, myself and Billy Banks, formerly of Radio Yorkshire. That was our Friday night treat.
Right.
Saturday, train to Wembley, met all the great and good, Mark Wilson.
He's doing it for Premier, isn't he? First game. He didn't know he was, but apparently he is.
I did. You know when they did that press release? It's widening in the coverage. It was on the BBC last year.
Yeah.
Everyone's got the BBC.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's... What's the opposite of widening? Shortening the coverage?
No, it's just keeping it the same because it's on the BBC and Premier.
But everyone, is it free on Premier or is it behind...
But even if it's behind the paywall.
Yeah,
there,
so it's...
But it's still on the BBC for free, so everyone can watch it anyway. So
it's on both?
Yeah. So it's not making any... Really,
but Premier are starting half an hour early.
Oh, well, there you go.
I think.
I mean, I'm not
10
saying...
10 minutes early.
So will they be talking about pies?
They're testing the food.
Is there any truth in James Batchelor being a Hull KR? Probably.
Yes, I believe that is true. Yes.
All the Wakefield fans are upset because they just get upset about anything these days.
His brother's a very highly respected coach, Andrew.
Andrew Batchelor.
Andrew Webster. James Batchelor. I thought you said James
not
Webster.
Not James Webster, not James.
Well, he could be going to Hull KR.
Where's James Webster these days?
He's a lecturer at Leeds Beckett University.
What was he lecturing in?
Sport something or other.
Motivational.
Sport something.
Preparing for the Middle Eights.
Yeah. But his brother Andrew, who we weren't talking about,
at West Tigers, was he at Penrith? I can't remember.
But yeah, he's got a really good reputation. He's on the Samoan coaching staff now.
Is that the proper Samoan coaching staff, or the one that's got like the Johns brothers and everyone else?
That's the one that's not happening.
Pretend Samoa.
Yeah. Pretend Samoa sounded great. Yeah. Eastern Samoa.
One for the youngsters there. I was going to say something about James. Yeah, if James Hobbs hadn't said that thing though, Brian Smith wouldn't have come in and saved Wakefield. So, well done, James Webster. So we're all off to Spurs.
Nice man.
We're all off to Spurs on Saturday.
We are.
To watch a feast of rugby league. I noticed, by the way, someone pointed out that the Rugby Union Grand Final's coming up. They don't call it that. And their pre-match entertainment is Sophie Ellis-Bextor. And having seen her recently at the Sheffield City Hall, I'd be tempted to go to that. I'd leave after. But I won't say for the game. But
have we announced our pre-match entertainment?
Yes.
Have I heard of them?
You have.
Have I?
Yes.
Is it Spandau Ballet?
No.
Oh, no.
We should talk about Spurs in a minute. This is why we don't do the programme live anyway. You distract the programme.
Tell me who the pre-match is so I can get excited. There might be some people who haven't bought a ticket yet. This could just tip them over.
They've got a DJ on. Not like Pat Sharp or Martin
right.
Kemp.
Right. Martin Kemp would
be
good.
Is it DJ Simo?
Yeah.
I thought he was in the fan zone.
I don't know.
Okay.
The RFL did a video about it and everything. That'll put bums on seats, as Tony Schiavone would say. What does John think of the Western Bears rumours? What do you think of the Western Bears rumours, John?
Western Bears?
Yeah, the North Sydney Bears are going to move to Perth, aren't they? Because they own...
There's the 18th team.
Yeah.
I want to say it's nonsense, but it's basically every year the North Sydney Bears gets trotted out. I mean, they're dead. Can we just move on? I mean, I say this as a Manly fan, but no, I mean the
merger that everybody loves.
Northern Eagle Bears.
Yeah, the merger that
have you ordered your shirt from Steve?
No, because no one wants to remember the Northern Eagles.
When's he going to bring out Hunter
essentially,
Mariners?
Essentially, we Wakefield and Cass merging. No one wants to see that. No, the North Sydney Bears, I mean, for people who don't know North Sydney, it's not really a rugby league. It's a very affluent area.
Is that Gosford Way?
No, it's just over the bridge.
Right.
So essentially you've got Kirribilli, you've got Mossman, you've got all these very rich, you know, lots of offices.
John Singleton.
I think he's got a mansion up on the Central Coast. But yeah, that was the idea. North Sydney Ovals, which is a great ground, you know, leafy, but the fan base kind of, you know, it died off.
Not working class.
No, the area. And the idea to move to the Central Coast was great. But it never happened.
Yeah.
And now I think Perth, or WA, the Reds, whatever you want to call them, great market for rugby league to go into, and I think it would be a success. But
first state of origins there.
Yeah, well, we had Origin there a couple of years ago. I was there, the World Cup doubleheader, the last World Cup. That was great. It's a good stadium there. But do we need to relocate a kind of semi-dead team, or do we just start a new franchise? I mean, we're doing that with the Dolphins anyway. Obviously, Redcliffe... behind it, but it's not Redcliffe Dolphins, it's just the Dolphins, which is an argument for another day. But yeah, I can't see the Bears. Why not Newtown? Why not Glebe?
Glenn Larson.
Gary Larson.
Gary Larson. Wasn't he one of the best?
He was great, yeah. Billy Moore.
Mario
Fenech, Jason Taylor. They had some great players. They weren't very good at winning things. I think they won one comp in about 90 years.
Didn't Tony Ray play for them?
Ken Irvine, great player that Manly poached from North Sydney, could score a try. But yeah, I'd rather see a new
Roy Francis.
Yes, yeah, and
Jim Mills,
yeah. Yeah. We're just naming it.
Australians, like, there's the seaside bit, that's like home and away. There's the bits where all the people live, like neighbours. And there's the bit in the middle, which is a country practice.
But North Sydney now is...
That
part of Sydney is much more a rugby union area.
So there's about four people that watch rugby union.
Perhaps, yeah. I'd just rather see... It just seems to be trotted out every year. North Sydney are back, and you'll get, you know, the same people pushing... Greg Florimo, the same. I mean, move them to the Central Coast, which every second club plays at regularly, which is a really big rugby league area. You know, from Josh Drinkwater to James Maloney, all these players. Or just let the Bears stay as a feeder team and move on, people. I know that might be heartless, but
it's always disappointing.
Said
when,
the manly fan.
Yeah, it's always disappointing when
we
you
lost
put,
today.
Put Sky on in the morning and it's Super Rugby and not Super Netball. That's always a big disappointment. Big, big disappointment. So on Saturday, we're off to Spurs to watch two cup finals because, as people have not noticed, they've binned off the school's final this year, which we said that, well, I said they should have done years ago because no one goes for it, which is a shame for the kids and everything, but tough. We need to make money. That's why they invented the 1895 Cup in the first place. It's why the 1895 Cup exists, to sell tickets to people.
And
which is why they're always glad
for
Liam Featherstone.
Of Liam Featherstone fans there.
How many do you think there'll be?
I don't know. I'd be surprised if there's less than 10,000 in total.
Wow.
Featherstone's going to be shut for the day. Possibly. As everyone goes down. And Lee might be as well. I don't know how big Lee is. I've never been in Lee.
Hasn't got a railway station.
I've been to the ground. I've been to the Morrison's next to the ground. That's it.
You've been to Lee?
Yeah. Whereas, you know, I've been to Fev loads of times.
Never went to Hilton Park, in
no,
you?
No, no.
It was an experience.
No, it's one of those grounds I never... Like Wilderspool, never went. Been to the Boulevard. That was an experience. That was good.
The old ladies that used to surround the fencing at Hilton Park were vicious.
Any complaints, don't forget to send them in. Lee versus Featherstone in the 1895 Cup Final. The top two in the Championship. They are going to be fighting it out for who goes into Super League next year, which we're all excited about. It's an arms race. They all keep signing players. They haven't signed any more this week, have they? I don't think.
Not yet.
No, no.
It'd be great to see a player signed like tomorrow.
Just, when's the deadline?
just steps out of Tottenham. I didn't know he was playing. There we go.
Who could they sign? Who's available? Who could they sign? Who could they get in? Who's not cup tied in the 1895 Cup?
Pain in the...
Matt Lodge.
Oh, yes, Matt he's Lodge, available.
Yeah, and he's also a great character. Outstanding citizen.
Although apparently playing rugby union.
Yeah. Second grade rugby union, yeah. He's doing a polo.
Is James Maloney doing anything now the French season's ended?
Didn't he get done for coke?
No, was in France.
I think he played in the last game. Yes,
is that served with your red wine and your baguette, Rich? Racial.
No, it's the French, it's allowed. Have you not seen the government? So it's Lee versus Featherstone in the 1895 Cup Final. We can't wait for potentially the excitement of Featherstone winning, which would be great, or Lee winning as Mrs. Beaumont hands the trophy to Mr. Beaumont and they all go off into the sunset in their sun deck, indeed. Who's going to win? Are you still banned from Lee, by the way?
I don't know. I did go. When were they at Super League last season?
Two years ago.
I did go then. I snuck in.
The media was on the other side. Yeah. Probably didn't spot you.
The two sacked coaches, you know, Adrian Lamb and Brian McDermott, obviously formerly of two very big clubs in Leeds and Wigan, and now two clubs trying to get back into Super League. I think that's it's an interesting dynamic.
I think it's a game, if you are a neutral, that you can actually just sit back and enjoy.
Yeah.
Because there's so many star players on both sides. As you say, the experience of the coaches. And very rare Mr. McDermott got a game plan wrong on a big day. It'd be really interesting. I'm just looking forward to enjoy the... It's almost as if it's marker time, isn't it? Every time they meet, and they've got, I think, is it another three times they've got to meet, if you include the likelihood is they're going to be in the £1 million game. But they're going to meet at the Bash, and they're going to meet, I think, at Lee, and then they're going to meet in the playoffs, the likelihood being that it'll be the last game of the season. So every time they meet now, it's put a marker in the sand. So I just sit back and enjoy it.
Anything Adrian Lamb will be feeling when... after the game, when we're going to come out, it's kind of like, I was coaching them last year.
I
find that it's a very interesting dynamic because obviously, you know, there were some issues with the squad there last year, and Matty Pete's come in and repaired those. And yeah, they're a much, much improved team.
I can't see too much difference between Lee and Featherstone at the moment. They can only pick 17 players, whilst they may have 25 between them who would be worthy of seeing on the field. Is it going to be somebody like Mark Corella's day who's going to relish the space? I don't know. Is it going to be Nanny McDonald's day, who clearly is still in fine finishing form at that level? John Asiata has almost reinvented himself as more of a front rower. It's going to be really interesting. Ibappe, the Papua New Guinean hooker, coming off the bench to give impetus to Lee. So many potential match winners that...
so many potential winners of the Ray French Man of the Match trophy.
Looking forward to it, but without knowing who is going to win.
I don't know who's going
to
win.
Craig Hall tends to raise his game for the big occasions. Is your boy playing?
He's injured.
I thought I hadn't seen his name.
No, he's injured. I'm still expecting, you know, all the family to turn up from Fever at Spurs. If they don't, I'd be very disappointed. No, so he's injured. He's missing out. But he got to play at Wembley last year. Spurs in the same, is it? I don't know who's going to win. This is exciting. And I think we're going to say the same perhaps against about the second game as well. But how many? You've got to get there early. You've got to get there for 12 o'clock. Mm-hmm. If you're a Wigan or a Hull, well, Wigan fans.
They won't be supporting Lee, I don't think.
But is that a bit like, you know, Leeds and Cass, where Cass hit Leeds and Leeds are like, nah, just a little town.
I suspect that Wigan fans might want Featherstone to win.
Yeah. So get down early, support Feb if you're from Wigan. I don't know, Huddersfield will be neutral because, you know, they are. But
what you like. Support the Yorkshire team.
No, that's true. So everyone's going to be, all the neutral supporting Feb. So get down early to the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
Riley Jacks. Canadian in the final.
Is Sandy going? Is she going to be there?
I think she'll be sitting at home wrapped in a flag.
Flag.
Proffering her Tim Hortons at it.
We've got some Canadian flags over there from the last time she was here. That might have probably been here for ages. So it's going to be a great game. Is it going to be a high scoring game like last year's game between York and Feb? Because that was a superb display of not much defence but lots of tries.
No, I think both of these teams pride themselves on defence. They're both going into the game with big attacking records, but they can score from virtually anywhere. But I think they know both know that the defence is going to win it. But it is intriguing because you can't pick a favourite, I don't think. I don't know what odds bookmakers might be offering, but I reckon they start as pretty much level.
I'd make it that way. I'd probably make Lee slight favourites.
Would you?
But I don't know why. So there's no. That's why I'm not
and
a bookmaker.
Featherstone got the better record in the. In the league,
by a point, but also they're the holders, and I think again, you know, there was something about wanting to hold on to a trophy.
First team ever to do it, if they did. Featherstone are the narrow favourites, the narrowest of favourites. So,
which again, you don't need to predict a game where there's no favourite. Just go and enjoy. Yeah. Go and get your craft beer from the. There's a brewery underneath.
Apparently,
Spurs,
there's loads of stuff, isn't there? Yeah.
There's a cheese. Isn't there a cheese?
I understand there is a cheese thing there. Yes. There's some kind of cheese extravaganza at Spurs.
Wow, sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Are we going to be able to access this in the?
Oh, I doubt it. Well, there was a riffraff near there.
Considering how bad the Elland Road setup is, it's got to be a.
Well, I'm expecting when we're going to the toilets at. This Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
Told off by stewards.
It won't smell of stale urine, which has probably been there from, you know, Billy Bremner's days. So,
that's stale.
That's what it smelled like. I mean, I used to work in a nightclub and clean the toilets at 2 a.m. So I've got a nose for it. Wine, I've got a clue, but yeah, urine. Yeah.
That brings you back to the old Wembley when it used to cascade down the steps at half time.
Keep your feet warm.
The romantic vision of the Twin Towers. Oh. Yes, but you needed Wellington boots.
The good old days when, you know, everything was sponsored by Sigs and everything. Now it's bookmakers instead, for the time being. So we don't know who's going to win. So that's good. But we hope it will be a good game, and it should be a good game.
Should be a good advert for Championship Rugby.
So if you've got Premier, watch it on Premier if you're not going. And if you've got the BBC, watch it on the red button. And... I don't know, just watch it. If you're going, leave your don't leave your telly on because it costs too much to run it. Before we get on to the is there anything else we want to say about the 1895 Cup Final? Because people say we haven't said enough about it, but there's not really much we can say. It's going to be an exciting game, and
looking forward to seeing the final teams that are selected. Will Blake Ferguson play?
I would imagine so.
After one game.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to sign him and bring him over here, I'd imagine you want him playing in the big games. Yeah,
interesting, because they have got a couple of really good wingers.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Some poor soul is going to miss out.
The arms race
that'll need to be managed for the remainder of the season.
The arms race it seems to me like some sort of like Cold War throwback. You've got Margaret Thatcher and
Yep.
Gorbachev on the other side, and just assembling nukes.
This would have been perfect for Pyongyang pilots.
I don't see how, like, in a team sport or in rugby league, like bringing players mid-season and sort of throwing them in. But I guess, you know.
So Blake Ferguson won all match.
Yeah.
Eight tries.
Yeah. Was Lee a big mining town? I don't know much about Lee.
I would presume so.
So I'm going to assume because Fev can't be Maggie Thatcher. Because that's not happening.
But Ronnie Reagan, would that be...
Derek Bowman as Ronald Reagan and Fev, got to be Mikhail Gorbachev because, you know, keep the red flag flying high.
Yeah.
But blue, obviously.
Yeah.
Bit of politics there. Kevin says, late lads, sorry. You don't have to apologise. Turn up whenever you want. Looking forward to the 1895 Cup Final.
As long as you've done your homework.
Yeah. He's looking for, I've got a clue he's playing on Saturday. I'm learning. Looking forward to the 1895 Cup Final more than the Challenge Cup. Well, I don't think that's necessarily a bad opinion to have, Kevin. It should be a very exciting game. And if it isn't, then you've got the potential of another game coming up, which might be exciting.
I think it is a showcase Saturday for the sport. There is a chance that people who don't come across it on as regular basis will say, wow, that's the standard below Super League. Oh, I think I better get involved in this sport. It's good.
This is good. Just don't watch the reserves. John D asked the question to Wolf straight up: Ring Saints going to market? But Joe Mellor to Saints post 1895 now getting traction. Anything in this? Asked him. Because everyone's injured at Saints, aren't they?
I've seen the rumor. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I mean, you would think that they do need a halfback in there of some experience. I know Ben Davies has been in there. Mm-hmm. Don't think that's really working. I think it's more of a testament to how good a team St Helens are and their work rate and everything that they managed to beat Warrington. Warrington played quite well,
probably the best of the season.
Yeah, but they still managed to win. I think if Will Hoppawattie's back, then you have him at fullback and Wellsby in halves. But obviously with other injuries,
and you're going to have to rest Lomax a little bit at some
point. Well, he's been playing hurt, isn't he? Yeah.
So he's not going to be able to play every week between now and the end of the season.
I think last year, obviously, when Farnge was injured, they had Lewis Dodd, who slotted in and did a fantastic job, but they don't have that kind of... But I would imagine, cap-wise, they're pretty tight, because everyone's value goes up.
You could bring John Bennison back when he's fit at full-back and Hoppawattie perhaps in the halves. Has he played in the halves?
No, he's... A centre or a winger or a fullback, but Wellsby, I think, is the natural.
I don't know, too close to the action to be as effective as.
Yeah, I think he's good enough to do it. But it's definitely a real challenge for St Helens. You know, they have had some challenges over the last few years. I think people tend to forget that, but it's a big challenge for them for the rest of the season. I think if you're Wigan and Catalans, you're kind of looking at that and saying, "Oh, that's
we could explore." Quite,
yeah, so it's going to make for a final. You know, the semi-finals in the last few games, I think it's going to be a really interesting challenge, because you just can't manufacture good, talented halfbacks out of anywhere, which most other clubs have found out. Hulk Hour, obviously, this season as well.
Maybe Mellor's putting himself in the shop window Saturday.
Can they, have they got any ex-players that they can sign on a kind of Chris Radlinski deal and not pay them for the end of the season? You know, just give
Sean
them,
Long.
Yeah.
John Wilkin.
Yeah?
Don't kick.
He's on... It's funny because one of the clips I found of, because I was going through the hard drive with the archives on for finding some stuff, and I found that clip of when Rob Hicks was in the studio. One of the things Mark mentioned is John Wilkins' kicking game. I thought, yeah, this program's it's still the same. Everything's changed, but everything is still the same. So we'll see what happens with Saints, but it's exciting because it means something will happen there. Maybe they'll play James Roby at 7 again.
Again, I don't think that
not
that
a long
works.
Term.
No, I mean for 10 or 15 games, I just as good as James Roby is.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that Joey Lussick has quite the same impact starting a game as he does off a bench.
They'll find someone.
Well, I think 80 minute hookers really these days are very, very rare. Mm. You can kind of count them on one.
Although
we'll
see
good ones.
Aaron Smith playing for Lee. Saints, this is what you could have won.
So Brad Dwyer played 10 minutes last week.
He did.
Because Cruz Leaving did the other 70. Mind you, not that they weren't testing much.
Get over it.
That was one of the worst performances.
It wasn't the Wakefield. Worst. You know what? It wasn't the worst Wakefield performance I've seen in your presence, because we did a game against Salford for Radio York. Vaguely
remember
that.
There was
a rare game I commentated on, and that was awful.
But there was, it was like 15 errors. It was basically almost an error a set.
That was the game so long ago.
They couldn't catch.
The bloke, one of the Salford players, is now on the wrestling. That's how long ago that was.
Luke Menzies.
Yeah, Ridge Holland. As he, that's what
old. That's a that's porn a make, star that's name. Make, that is. That's a porn name.
Of, that's a make of crisps.
Ridge.
That's what
beef flavour. Ridge Holland.
They think people in Yorkshire are called that. That's what they think. Carson says, if Wire bring Duffy in, it means it's their year for next. How long the contract goes?
Oh, well, they have brought him in. That's a fact. Yeah. But what were you
playing at standoff?
I think he's had some experience there, but I think it's more likely that he's going to play fullback. Maybe Steph Ratchford is the partner for George Williams, because I think I know his partner or ex partner, so should I say, and children are back in Australia, and he's wanted to go back for quite some time. But Ratchford is off contract and is able to play in a number of positions.
Matty Ashton, fullback.
Well, they've got and Connor Wrench as well. They've got.
Really like Matty Ashton.
He's a great
way he can link in. I think he's even more dangerous spotting the gaps and linking in and playing off a half that can give him the ball than even waiting on the wing for it to come to him. So
I think
Dufty at six will be really interesting.
Well, he's a very good attacking
player.
His
junior career was mainly at six.
He's a very good attacking player. His defence is probably not at the highest point, and he's not had a great season at the Bulldogs and copped a lot of a lot of criticism, but he could be a French a field style player, because he has that speed and ability to create and beat a man. So again, it also is echoes of another kind of Warrington signing, so you got to temper that.
I mean, why have I never put French and field together in some kind of obscure long forgotten ITV sitcom thing there? So that's something I'm going to have to do now. That's disappointing.
Dawn French and Gracie Field.
Sally
Field.
It was, what's her name? Fresh Fields, ITV sitcom. They did a sequel where they moved to France and they call it French Fields, because the family were called the Fields. ITV sitcoms, you see, they haven't been a good one since Ryan. That's the official line, it never changes. It's like Warrington. It's always Warrington's year. ITV haven't had a good sitcom since the 70s. Speaking of things that weren't good in the 70s, Wigan against Huddersfield. Huddersfield weren't good in the 70s. They weren't good
Arena
in the
84.
Arena 84. Huddersfield Barracudas. Big fans of that. The Huddersfield Barracudas. Is that one of the great rebranding failures in the history of rugby?
What did they play?
Rugby League.
Were they the Barracudas?
Arena 84. They renamed Fartown as Arena 84.
I mean, I'm not David Attenborough, but you get Barracudas in
as often as you'd get a right now in Leeds.
Don't ask about Cougars.
Oh,
it's Keys.
Probably a zoo somewhere.
So Huddersfield, who, as you say, haven't won the Challenge Cup since the 1950s.
53.
And did beat Wigan in 1920 in the Challenge Cup final at Headingley.
They did. 21-10.
Because I read that on the email the RFL sent us.
Were you there?
No, I wasn't, sadly. Wigan, though, have won it since then, because I have seen that.
2013.
When I went on school trips.
But it's 9 years, which for a club like Wigan is, interesting.
We can read nothing into the last two games for either side, can we? Huddersfield beating Wigan a couple of weeks ago and then beating to lose by a point last week, and Wigan losing their two games since, obviously, to Huddersfield and then to Hull last week. But the Huddersfield and Wigan teams we saw 2 weeks ago at the John Smiths are not the Huddersfield and Wigan teams we're going to see at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium on Saturday afternoon.
No. Correct.
Who's going to win?
I think the omission of Theo Farge is possibly going to weight it slightly towards Wigan. I think that is a big loss. You need people who have experienced the big game, know what it's like to win a final in such a key pivotal position, which is not to detract in any way from Ollie Russell, who probably will fill in there, but has been under an injury cloud himself.
Yeah, that's a worry.
So I think the big question for Huddersfield is, do they bring Will Price in? Probably not to the starting lineup, but on the bench to give them an X factor. I think that's a risk.
Yeah, I think it would be too big a risk to start him when he's not played a game in, 3 months.
And Lollahia's best position is the fullback.
And he's been in fantastic form, Lollahia.
And I just think if you put Will Price in at halfback, you're asking a hell of a lot of him to create play when he hasn't played for 10 weeks.
Exactly, yeah. But
I might
bench,
have him on the bench.
Yeah,
because he covers a lot of options.
10 to 20 minutes, and if
it's a close, and you need a bit of magic. And
if you've got Jack Cogger and Ollie Russell on the halves, and Russell's leg gives out after being nibbled up, you can shuffle the deck. But yeah,
but I had a sneaky feeling that Ian Watson might just have had the formula this year, but I think he needs all his. The players that he's built his new team around on deck. So clearly Chris Hill's really important, Luke Yates is incredibly important, Farge is massive in that,
Danny Levi has been very good.
Danny Levi, yeah. Tui Lola here, all the guys who've either got something to prove or know exactly what Ian Watson wants from them. To lose one of those in a spine position might just tip the balance to Wigan. I mean, they haven't got Sam Powell. But Tommy Luluai, do you think he's going to play? He's named, but I can't see how he's going to be fit.
Squad? I didn't think he was in the
he's
squad.
He's in the squad, but we were told he was going to be out for weeks.
Yeah, I thought it was months.
So I don't know if that is a psychological, we'll just keep you guessing.
I can't see him playing. I think Brad O'Neill's done a really good job there. Harry Smith's been great, and they've got obviously, you know, options with French and Field back there. I think Wigan are just on the season as a whole, they are slight favourites.
They've got the best attack in Super League. I think they've got an 8-point advantage from the bookies.
6 or 8, depending on.
And I think what they showed against the Hounds in the semi final, and also at East, even though they didn't win that game, but the intensity that they were able to play at, and if they can kind of replicate that, I think, you know, that gives them an edge against Huddersfield. But in saying that, Huddersfield, you know, they're in great form, and Ian Watson's doing a great job there. The signings that he's made have had a big impact. But
I just think the Watson thing's really interesting, because they do say you need to lose one to win one, which is probably a fallacy if you took that back through all of the stats of all of the teams ever.
Yeah.
But having come so close to winning with a team that was given no chance, with Salford, you just think he isn't going to leave anything to chance. He can't do anything about a guy who isn't playing. He hasn't tried to hide it by including Farge in the squad, because already some of the players that are in there know they're not playing. They're there to cover every eventuality.
Steve Brace, Warrington, Blake Austin,
yeah,
of a couple of years ago when Jack Hughes played very well at six.
So I think he knows exactly what he's going to get from his team. But will it be enough? I don't know. Until I heard Farge wasn't in the 21... I quite fancied Huddersfield. Now I think, again, like the first game, it is anybody's.
I think it's going to be a very
tight...
Well,
not anybody's. Carlisle aren't going to win it, clearly, but either of the teams that are partaking in the final could win it.
Hunter Mariners aren't going to make a late third. I think it's going to be a tight contest. I think the way both teams play, and tactically, it'll come down to completions and... You know,
defence is
going to
be huge.
Yes,
defence, yeah. In the early stages,
small margins,
huge.
And you know, I don't think it's going to be a resounding victory either way. But
it could be a very hot afternoon as well, which again will be energy sapping.
Is that a fact?
It's supposed to be nice at the weekend. Clearly, it's a bank holiday
plus.
The following weekend, so it'll rain all the bank holiday weekend. But no, it's supposed to be warm and. The whole emotion of the occasion, not knowing the facilities, is going to be exciting for both sets of players, but it's who adjusts to that, manages to put that out of their mind and concentrates on the game. I think they've both got great coaches who have been saying the right things all weeks. They've both got an emotional reason to win. Clearly there's the Maurice Lindsay factor for Wigan.
I was going to say Wigan, that.
But Ken Davey has been talking about dedicating the occasion to his former wife Jennifer, who got him into the sport in the first place. So both teams know that there's something extraneous driving them on, which, you know, can be a factor.
Do you think for the Maurice Lindsay element, I mean, obviously there'd be no players at the club now who, you know, had involvement with him, but obviously Sean O'Loughlin on the coaching staff, Chris Radlinski, you know, that would be quite a fitting tribute, considering,
absolutely,
you know, the Challenge Cup was probably the number one trophy that he...
It's safe to say that if they win, I think they would dedicate the win to Morris.
And also the 150th
year.
Watched a video, did you not?
Really 143rd.
Well,
whatever it is. I've got to point that out, because I'm on the Rugby League Record Keepers Club website at the minute, so I've got to point that out.
I think... both teams have got an emotional reason to win.
Mm.
Huddersfield, when they last won it in 53, Peter Ramsden was the Leinster Trophy winner, still the youngest player ever to win it. It was his 19th birthday. So there's lots of links that the coaches won't want anything to do with, because it's all about we need to prepare you to win a game. But there's some really good storylines, and I think afterwards there's some stories that can be written about what it means to each club. And
well, I've done some digging into the stats.
I think it would just sorry to
that's okay. The stats
that.
Can wait.
I was just going to say I think it would mean more to Huddersfield.
Yes,
because they, you know, let's be honest, they've been a success-starved club.
And
for
I think the interesting
decades.
Thing about it's not going to do Wigan any harm if they lose.
No,
and there is still a very good possibility that. Even if they did lose, they would use that to mount a serious challenge for a grand final. But I think if Huddersfield won it, the story is really interesting about how do you then capitalise on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think back to 2013 when they won that League Leaders Shield, they were a game away from the grand final. They looked to be in a great position.
And they had some great
and
players.
It all kind of they had the local juniors that are still there now, McGilvery and Cudjoe and Lawrence.
Yeah.
But they just imploded, and then they kind of churned through coach after coach. But now, with Ian Watson there, and their academy is doing a fantastic job. You look at all the local juniors, the seniors, and
well, you would think as well,
Matty English,
the chance of Watson moving anywhere after he's won something would a lessened. Because you then say to him, right, well, that's why we brought you here. Here's your palette. You've already created a little bit of history for us. We're going to back you next year with maybe a couple more players that you want. Harvey Levett's already rumoured to be going to Huddersfield for next year. And I think that it's what they then do with it. It's almost a Sheffield 98 thing.
Don't talk about Sheffield and Huddersfield.
No, but not in terms of the underdog status, but the fact that, you know, when you've got that trophy on your sideboard, what do you do? How do you get it out to schools? How do you get your
Sheffield
foundation?
Sheffield went bankrupt the year after.
But they didn't do enough with the cup.
Yeah,
they didn't capitalise on being the cup winners.
I think Sheffield, much like Huddersfield, is a football city. But in saying that, they do have a very wealthy owner, and they do have the academy infrastructures in place to capitalise.
But if
on
you've
that,
got hopefully. A bit of silverware to take into schools, you know, I think it could be really significant for Huddersfield.
Definitely.
Perhaps not overnight. It would be a building thing, but also then they are a top four team. At the moment, and you would think that if they won a cup, that's going to give them confidence.
Well, it helps you
to keep
attracting other players from other clubs
and
or from the NRL.
Well, you look at somebody like Chris McQueen, who's out of contract. You win a cup, I think I might stay for another
year. He's been in great.
He's been great.
England's Chris McQueen.
What's Sean Wayne thinking about him getting the squad? You can't get Dom Young, can he? He's going to play for Jamaica. That's what he said.
Good. That's what we want.
The good news is it's going to be a draw, because James Child has refereed these two teams this season, and Wigan have won all the games he's refereed, and Huddersfield won all the one game James Child has refereed this season, so it's going to be a draw. Referee's not going to have
good that Chris Kendall's not refereeing, so we can't blame him.
He's a video referee though, isn't he? I think
so we can blame him.
The
prepare the hit pieces.
Sorry, Chris.
I'm really pleased for James Child. I think the resurrection of his career to the point where he's now in charge of his first ever Challenge Cup final is an absolute testament to it.
Is Rob Hicks busy?
How many jobs
does Rob Hicks have?
He must be doing something.
Saw him at the semi-final. At halftime, he was in a suit. And then I saw him later on in his...
He was at Batley and Lee the other Monday night.
Does the man sleep?
He's a devotee, but I'm really pleased for James Child, and I do think that not enough was made of the fact that Warrington and St Helens was a fantastic game last Thursday. Second half
was
arguably the most intense we've seen this year.
Can we talk about that scrum try?
It was hilarious, wasn't it?
But
it was embarrassing.
James Child never got any credit for the fact that he let that game flow on that Thursday. You know,
we don't give credit to referees. We give abuse.
And he allowed that
credit.
Try. He didn't call the scrum back and make it be reset. He allowed the try, which it was perfectly
to
allow it.
That was just... Yeah, I mean, it was... You're tearing your hair out if you're a Warrington fan. You're laughing your backside off your centre. I
think it was great as well that Saints were open and up front about it and said we knew they were going to do it. Yeah. And we had a ploy to challenge
but
them.
But is that technique, isn't it, holding at the back of Strumman forcing a penalty
it's in? Almost yeah. boring on gamesmanship. But it backfired.
I was voted off a try of the week, but the RFL, the charlatans of the RFL didn't put it on the app. So I'd have voted for somebody else instead.
But I'm really pleased for James Child, and I think he deserves it, and I think he is arguably the best referee we've got at the moment. Him and Liam Moore, who's doing the 1895.
Which, interestingly, there's no video ref on the 1895 Cup final, despite the fact it's on two
Robert
TV channels.
Robert Hicks.
It says on the thing there's no video
ref. Yeah,
but
whether he is or he isn't, there'll still be the video.
So, not like
you'll hear him after a try's been given going, could I see from both angles?
Wasn't there a controversial try in last year's 1895 Cup final?
There was. Yeah. It didn't affect the result.
Because Fev won easily in the end. So, yeah. That's Spurs. Get there early.
I think you had some stats, didn't you, Rich?
No, it was about the referee.
All right.
It wasn't that exciting. I mean, I could go through the RFL's email if you want me to. No one's been sent off since 1993. And that was my first cup final. I went with school and I have no recollection of there being a red card in that game whatsoever. So I was obviously paying full attention
to the
game.
A lot of cards.
I still do
we've
today.
Seen a lot of cards this season. And I think previously, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, you could murder someone and you wouldn't get. But in the NRL and in Super League, we have seen a lot of breakdowns. Whether that's a good or bad thing, I don't know. But,
well, I hope either of those games that we're going to see at the weekend are not determined by a card.
No.
There hasn't been a yellow for donkey's ears either.
But do you believe in the adage that you can't get sent off in a final or a big game?
Tell Sid Hines that.
There hasn't been a sin bin.
I don't know who Sid Hines is.
Who was sent off in 1971.
Adrian Boyd.
Against Lee, funnily enough.
There hasn't been a sin binning since 2001. Shane Rigon.
Bradford.
Sin bin by Russell Smith. TV's Russell Smith. You're Russell Smith. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be a great game.
He then had to emigrate because he'd sin binned the game.
He was Castleford, wasn't he? Did he play for Bradford Northern or something? Mm-hmm. Russell Smith. Yeah.
Reserves, I think.
There you go.
Whatever happened to reserves?
I mean, it's all exciting. Featherstone could make history, being the first team in history to win back-to-back AB Sundex 1895 Cup finals.
There have
only been three of them.
Two?
Yeah, I mean, it will only be the third.
Adam Cuthbertson, having lost last year, could win this year.
Oh, it's rolling.
Highlight of his career.
He'd be a good interviewee.
Brett Ferris could win back-to-back things.
Back-to-back.
Gareth Gale could, but he's injured, so he can't. But, you know. He might play now, I've said that. But yes, there you go, that's the excitement. I mean, I've just been ringing, apparently, you know. It's all exciting. It's Spurs. He doesn't mention the cheese. I've got the email from the RFL.
There is cheese. There is a dairy.
Hot
there.
And cold food. There is a media cafe, which we'll probably do a live thing from. I'm sure their Wi-Fi will work at
with
Spurs.
Cheese.
It'd be better than Leeds United's at the Wi-Fi.
There was no mention of cheese on this.
No, but there is a craft brewery underneath the stadium and a dairy that produces its own cheese. As if you're a cheese devotee.
So they've got cows under there as well, do they?
I think they manufacture the cheese. I don't think the cows are milked under the stadium.
Some Spurs players.
Harry Kane's down there just milking cows.
Daniel Levy. It's an income stream.
Robert Hicks, more comebacks than Frank Sinatra, says Tim.
Robert Hicks could be milking the cows under the...
John Farnham.
Is Gary Gary in the Fiji squad or something?
He is. He's in the 50.
He won't be in the...
Timmy just asked, that's all.
Yes, they've named 50 players.
Don't get me wrong, I think he's a great, great young player, and it's good to see him getting regular game time in Super League, but they're not short of wingers, are they, Fiji?
No.
Carson's talking about bringing rugby union moves in, like rolling moulds and stuff. That's what Saints can do after their score, but try from the screen.
Line-outs.
We don't do them anymore.
I don't want them.
Is there anything else you need to say about Saturday? Or anything else?
I'm looking forward to it. I'll be honest.
Yeah, it's always... The final's always a great day, isn't it? Yeah.
There isn't a... Well, I can't say cigarette paper anymore, can we? Because we're not sponsored by...
There's not a betting slip between the two teams.
You can't say paper. It's got to be recycled.
And that's genuine. I think we're not sitting here going, you know, we need them to play at their very best to challenge them. It is four teams who you can make an eloquent case that any of the four could be leaving with silverware.
I mean, Kevin's mentioned this, and this kind of is a tangent, but it's a good point. He said it would be great to see a few Premier League players at the final watching at Spurs. why don't we invite Harry Kane to be the guest of honour or something? I know we've got the three England captains, which is great, and we're recognising them, but he's probably busy with England, I don't know. But or some like Spurs legend or something, I don't know, Steve Perryman.
Paul Hawkesby's going to be there.
Yeah, to get him on. He's good.
He's going.
He's got a good programme on the radio. I know, I'm not...
Surely Gaz is available.
Gaz is probably around somewhere.
I think he liked rugby league as well. There was a...
I think he liked the craft.
I saw Gaz playing at the old White Hart Lane for Lazio in the Makita tournament.
The Giants of Rome.
Yeah. I'm going to put my Roma shirt on today because I'm a bandwagon jumper.
Boo.
Yeah, but Lazio are fascist, so you know, you've got to put the right side
nothing,
of things.
Nothing wrong with Lazio.
Don't screw me on that paper. Don't screw me. Yeah, I mean, it's great that the three England captains are going to be there.
Yes.
But
they should have been there anyway.
Yeah, it's just a bit... I mean, I'm glad we haven't got, like, Nadine Dorries or something. All three of them. Right. I don't know. Lizzie Jones. We don't know. The Queen. Maybe that's why they're...
I think she's turning up late.
Yeah. In a parachute, like at the Olympics. Are people bothered who hands over the... I guess they're bothered when it's someone they don't like and then they go, I can't believe we've got XYZ politician.
Man alive.
Well, some rugby league fans might like him. I don't know if people who watch this programme do.
Tom Lynham.
He had a strange game last Friday.
I don't really remember his... I mean, yeah, anyone in a Wakefield shirt had a bad game. But, yeah.
Tom Lynham sent the Challenge Cup. There you go.
No.
Does he still think COVID is a conspiracy?
I don't know. He'll have to go on Brad Dwyer's podcast.
Yeah, we need... These are the answers to the questions we need.
I can't believe that. I can't believe they put that out. I can't believe they put that out.
Don't end on a low note.
No, we're excited.
Brad Dwyer to St Helens?
Yeah, apparently it's all done. Yeah, quite surprising. But in saying that, it's not many A hookers available in Super Leagues there who are off contract. And obviously Joey Lussick will be the number one hooker, and Brad Dwyer, and he's off the bench.
He's an impact player.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, he's kind of got this almost headless chicken style, but it does work at times.
It does.
You know, because you don't really know, is he going to dummy, is he going to pass, is he going to run? And I think he's been a good signing at Leeds. He's had an impact, and I think he did well at Warrington. But yeah, bit of a surprise. I think the James Robey, you know.
What if they can persuade Roby to play on for another year?
I don't think it'll be a case of persuading him. I think it'll be a case of if he wanted to play on. But again, it's the cap space. I mean, he must be on a fair whack. And
Although for one last season, he might.
I think it's the Wayne Bennett.
We'll put him on the coaching staff
That Wayne Bennett adage, though. Do you play 1 year too many or 1 year too less?
Yeah.
You want it. And I remember Jonathan Thurston did this. I can't remember exactly when he retired. Was it 2018 or 2017? But he played 1 year on, and he was quite rubbish. I mean, it doesn't distract from what he
relatively
achieved.
Relatively speaking,
yeah,
he was still
career.
Better than most other players.
Well, he wasn't the Jonathan Thurston who was winning Origin games in grand finals.
Well, like Cameron Smith timed it perfectly, didn't he?
Well, Cameron Smith could have played it, yeah.
He could have done another year.
I don't think Cameron Smith is human, but and I think James Robey is very similar to Cameron Smith in many, many ways, and he probably could go around next year, you know, playing 20 or 30 minutes and be fantastic. But again, you want to think it's his decision, and you know, I think what would be really interesting is the World Cup.
Yes.
Because England are struggling for in-form hookers, and he's already announced his international retirement, but would he change his mind?
Yeah. Why wouldn't you want to go out in the World Cup at home?
Yeah, well, how many World Cups has he played in? Is it be his third? Sorry, his fourth?
This would be his fourth.
Yeah. Maybe he just wants to spend time with his kids.
It's not as if it's in Australia, though. It is.
It's true.
England,
but
primarily. Well, no, it's a fair point.
But, I mean, if you look at the other hookers that are out there, obviously Josh Hodgson's injured.
Yeah.
Darryl Clark's...
not in form. Danny Houghton.
Yeah, not...
probably not.
Danny Houghton's not really international class. Paul McShane not having a great season either. I don't think. I mean, is it Cruz Leeming? He's probably not had an outstanding season either. When you look at where Leeds are on the table, there's not really a.
There isn't an obvious candidate.
Which usually that's a stronger position for England, but it isn't at the moment.
At least without Josh Hodgson, he won't try and be John Wilkin on the final tackle with the kicking game. I don't understand that. Brad Dwyer is one of the best impact hookers. Just the time wasn't right at Wire. We had a number of Riches at nine when he came through the club. I'd have him back straight away, says Kevin. Kevin asked about attendances, and we talked about that earlier, Kevin, because you were late. It'd be interesting to see what would have happened if...
Rewind.
Barry Hearn had been given the Challenge Cup final, to see what he would have done, and to see what we can do to sell the Challenge Cup final as an event, not just for people to go and watch rugby.
I reckon you've got that's what Angie will be looking at as part of this suite of commercial properties, that the one thing they will be able to do is say, look, we recommend X, Y, or Z, and it might be getting a
one
Dua Lipa.
One thing that
is that a person?
Where did that come from?
That Dua Lipa. What?
Do you like that?
That's a disease that you may
need to
be checked for.
Did you like that?
One thing rugby union does do very well in terms of filling Twickenham is through every amateur semi-pro club.
Well,
you get they sell discounted tickets. You can get a ticket for why does the RFL
junior rugby league in Yorkshire fixtures have been scheduled for this weekend.
But why do they not do that? I mean, people were saying the same thing about the semi-final. Oh, my amateur game. I mean, you can't cancel amateur games and every other game every weekend.
The Challenge Cup final.
And the idea of moving it back to May was so kids could get involved. So why would you schedule
that
kids?
That's what I was saying about AMG. They're going to come up with something and someone say, well, my amateur team plays on that. So we can't do it.
Yeah, you can't go to everything. You can't.
No.
And obviously we've got Challenge Cup final. Got Magic
weekend,
trips grand to final.
If you support a Super League,
there's two team. Potentially. Obviously, if you're Super League,
Luke fixtures,
and there's a World Cup.
And there's a World Cup.
There's also a England Combined Nations, but yeah,
grand final.
Yeah, so there's probably not everyone can afford to do those. A lot of people won't be able to afford to do maybe one.
Absolutely.
So I think the problem is we're essentially pitching at the same audience, and that audience is arguably shrinking. We need to bring in new
more,
fans.
More importantly than...
Because we're just milking the same fan base.
So more important than the attendance is
how many of those people
will come from the south of England.
So if you look at the...
That would be the stat that would be most revealing. How many people outside of us that will go anyway know that that event is going on and might have been tempted to buy a ticket for it?
Well, the interesting thing anecdotally that I found in Sheffield is people... that I know who aren't rugby league fans are, this England game's on.
Yeah.
So they've been, whatever the marketing tool is, I don't know whether it's email marketing, whether it's social media, whatever it is, they're aware of a game, a big game, going on, and they're interested.
Yep.
But we don't seem to be able to do that for the grand final.
Spurs season ticket holders have been emailed a special offer?
Yeah.
Saying for a tenner, claim your seat.
Yeah.
To go and watch an event you may not have seen before.
Because I know that...
And I don't know, that might have been done, so I'm not saying it hasn't
we
been.
We don't know because we're not Spurs.
It's unlikely because
we're talking about an attendance of maybe 30 or 40,000.
We don't need to put it on
the
social media or this and that and the other. But it's like I mean, I think we spoke about it last year when there was all the hype about the 100. And obviously it's not the massive financial or critical success that some would believe it was. But they tried to sell a sporting event as a day out for families with...
But it was a success, wasn't it?
Here's some cricket, but also here's some banter.
It wasn't
always banter you've heard of. It's like the lad they've got at Newcastle. I've never heard of him.
Yeah.
But obviously...
Sam Fender?
I can't remember what he's called. But he's obviously a local lad. They've got him on to do some music. It might get some people in. It might not.
Absolutely.
But at least it's new acts and... Here's something else to get you.
Well, we've got the first game kicking off at 12, the second game kicking off at 3, which is great from a media point of view. You will get the information and post-match that you need before missing half of the second game. But for the fans in the stadium...
Also, we need to get to the pub, not too late.
And the cheese. Yeah.
For the fans in the stadium, what are they going to get between those two games?
I've already told you they're getting a DJ set.
Got a craft brewery and they've got a cheese wheel. What more do you want?
A fondue.
Sushi?
The RFL put a video out saying, look, we've got a DJ. You know,
no, but I'm just saying...
Phoenix Nights.
How do you extend to a...
Stranraer.
More cosmopolitan audience. You maybe do put...
Cosmopolitan?
Somebody in there.
It's not all leads, you know.
Who's the guy that was just in the Eurovision?
Sam Ryder.
Steve Ryder.
Get him singing the Eurovision song.
Get the one from
Between the Games.
So the yellow,
I'm sure,
ones.
He knows more than one song.
They look like the ones in yellow from Finland. they would create a stir, don't they? Not the English.
But get, you know, everybody's talking about him. Get him, come along. But that's the stuff we need to do to make it even more.
We did used to do
an occasion.
Diana Ross.
We used to have community singing.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't brought that back yet. I mean, you go through those programs from the '70s. The amount of times it's Bernard Manning. I mean, that wouldn't fly today.
No.
I mean, he's dead.
But
for a
just
start.
the excitement of bringing out those steps.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Roy Chubby Brown.
Yeah. Bruce Forsyth, did he do it one year?
I think he might have done the FA Cup final. I don't know if he did ours as well. But
and as
he
walks in
the
ground,
as well these days.
He used to get the song sheet, so you could all join in. She's a lassie from Lancashire, on Ilkley Moor Barter.
That's the only two songs we got.
So we could get his name escapes me now. Patrick Stewart, he's from Huddersfield.
There you go.
Who's a famous Wiganer? Kay Burley.
Alan Price.
Kay Burley, I want to go back to 1966. I want to be in the on the terraces at Wembley in '66 when the mass bands of the Coldstream Guards, whatever, doing the theme from Mayday Grey.
You see?
Yeah, that's what we want. Get a band on doing the theme from Minder or something. I don't know. Yeah. But community singing.
How many celebrities will be in the stadium? Would Kevin Whateley will be close up on him? Or Ian Woosnam?
Which celebrities have we still got who are alive?
Ian Woosnam's a big
Wigan. Is Lee Westwood playing golf in Saudi Arabia this week?
Not him, is it Lee Westwood?
Probably.
Yeah.
With Greg Norman.
Martin Afire, he'll be there. He's famous.
Yep.
Is he going?
I've not heard. If I've not been invited to the Great Hall, I'm not going.
anyone
there
else?
Isn't a Great Hall, is
no.
there?
So. Any other famous people we don't know?
Bradley Wiggins.
He's not wrong there, so maybe
he might be there already.
He might be there. Guest of honour.
I do like it when Wimbledon's on and they show the famous people. You think this feed's going around the world and people in Spain have got to work out who Michael Parkinson and Trevor McDonald are. Michael Parkinson, he might be there.
Pay tribute to Maurice Lindsay this week.
Trevor McDonald like rugby? Don't know. I like Trevor McDonald. I think it's just listing names. Did Trevor McDonald play for the North Sydney Bears?
Is he playing for Jamaica in the World Cup?
Probably don't do it live anymore. Stuart Pearce, Kevin says, well, he's not doing anything anyways now. He's left West Ham, hasn't he?
Has he?
He could be there. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but he's a Warrington fan.
He is. That is a shame.
Yeah.
Stuart Pearce and Roy Chubby Brown, welcome to the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium for another exciting. Ricky Gervais, does he like rugby league? He's got a Netflix thing to sell.
Anybody who's got something to sell.
Apparently, says controversial things for money, so, you know, we like those.
Who's got an album out at the moment? Are they called albums these days? An LP? It's Cliff Richard. Is he looking for any?
Who's on the billboard?
Was he at the World Cup in 95 as well? He was at something. I remember being some rugby league.
It's probably
like
2000.
Yeah.
The way that went.
If you've got any celebrity ideas, tweet the RFL and just tweet the RFL with random celebrity names. That really confused them. John, thank you very much for coming. We will see you on Saturday.
Yes,
might,
looking forward to
might
it.
Grab you to do something live
if he's not in the cheese tent.
Yeah.
Well, now that I've
media cafe, not some side room.
I don't imagine it's going to be, you know,
media cafe,
Premiership football. It's all there for the media.
Yeah, yeah, but. What happened at Ellen Road, Phil?
Yeah, but you know, it's Leeds, isn't it?
It's not a new stadium. It did show a little bit.
We live in hope.
Stale urine. That's the
after they're
the band of the new LP.
We don't. After seeing George Clark's picture of the press room at Penrith and the amount of KFC and other goodies, that's what we live in.
Wow.
Not stale urine.
Phil will be there as well.
We'll be there.
I'll be there.
Bringing you all the action.
Hilariously accredited once again. Love the Rugby Football League. They're my friends. See if we can speak to after the game. Bring some videos. Hopefully, we can speak to some after Lee Fev. And if you're not there, we'll get that up during the first half of the Challenge Cup final because I won't be watching it. And I better watch it next time. I'll vote for who's going to win the Lancel Trophy? Because I've tipped Liam Farrell because he won it the grand final equivalent a few years ago. So Jay Fields and Jay Jai, you'll know because you spoke to him.
I would say Jai, but yeah, I didn't ask him that key question. Let's talk.
I suppose it depends who you think's going to win.
Yeah. Went to a loser last year.
I think first try scorer, 14-1, Ricky Lutelli.
Harry Smith, there you go. It's a wild card. Mm-hmm.
Who's going to score the first try at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium?
Ricky Lutelli, 14-1. Oh no, he's not playing the first game. I think the guy who might have an impact, although he won't win the Lancaster Trophy because he's coming off the bench, Patrick Mager, been really impressed with
him. Love his offloading game.
I think
yeah.
he's changed the yeah. way we're going to play this year. So a lot of the credit, quite rightly, goes to Lee Breers and Matty Pete. But when you've got somebody like him that can come off the bench and do a Cassiano-type job, he's given them a different direction.
I think
direction.
Wigan's recruitment's been really good this year. You know, they don't... and they haven't for a while, but the big money, you know, the dynamics of the salary cap and everything, they don't go for the big... You know, the high-profile signings, but Mago,
really
Kane Cust, Kate Ellis.
Kane Cust might be a good shout for Man of the Match.
He's been a good performer for him.
Well, let us know who you'd like to be Man of the Match, because we'll be voting on it.
We'll take votes for money. Yeah. Send me a tenner and...
That's the way government works these days.
I'm going to pay my 300 quid
lobbying.
To get back.
It's called,
train back.
Called yeah. lobbying.
Just wait for tomorrow when the RFL send out an email saying Nadine Dorries is going to be presenting the cup, and we'll all be like, oh, bloody, I'm going to stay at home instead.
Yes, I think I would.
Yeah, Kevin, Lee Fev's on the red button. It's also on Premier, so watch that then, the final. We'll be back some point next week. Don't know yet when. Queen's Jubilee, isn't it? So, I don't know. But enjoy the Festival of Rugby League that is Saturday at Spurs, and we will see you at some point in the future. I'm pressing end.
If you see us outside Spurs,
wave.
Do come and abuse us.
Nescafe handshake, not that one.
If you're not going, hopefully we'll be able to relay some of the action to you.
Let us know if you're going to Leicester Forest how much a knockoff scarf is these days. It used to cost a fiver back in the day.